Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you to this Tech Talk training session. Glad to be back. June 15th, 2007. Happy New Year to everybody. And we have really a triple header for you today. We have Rob Turner's presentation, which will be on Open Book. We have Glenn Irvin. His is on Text Aloud. And Kelly Sapergia's it will be on DSpeech. I'm going to ask our engineer, Rob Hansik, to begin playing when he's ready. Rob Turner's presentation on Open Book. So everybody back off. Rob Hansik, the mic is yours.
And now, here's Rob Turner.
I'm going to explain and then demonstrate how to use Open Book to convert either documents that have already been scanned or word processing documents already on the computer into audio files. However, before I do that, let me answer some basic questions. The first question is, what kinds of documents can be converted into audio files? Well, the answer is, any document that OpenBook can read can be converted. In other words, whether the document is one that you scanned, one that you produced on a word processor, an attachment you may have gotten in an email, it could even be a document that you created using OpenBook's editing capability. As long as OpenBook can read the document, it can be converted. Question: what output file formats does OpenBook support? Well, it supports two kinds, the Windows WAV or .WAV file format, and then the usual MP3 format. Question: is there a way to adjust the format of the WAV or MP3 file? Although I didn't do a thorough investigation, to the best of my knowledge, there are no provisions for adjusting the WAV or MP3 output file parameters. Question: what voices can be used to create audio output? According to the OpenBook help documentation, the only voices available for audio output are the IBM VIAVoice voices. Now that those basic questions are answered, here's an overview of the process. Step one is to open, scan, or create the document that you want converted. Next step is, from the file menu, choose the Save to Audio option. Next, choose whether to convert the current page only or a page range. If you choose to convert the current page only, that's the only question you have to answer in that step. If you decide to save a range of pages, the default page range is all of the document, or you can decide to only save a portion of the document by changing the page range. And the final choice in this step is whether you want each page to be placed in a separate audio file. The default is yes. Normally you'll probably change that. Then the next step is choosing the file format, either WAV or MP3, and also the output file name. The output file name defaults to the input file name, but you can change it. And then where on the hard drive you want the document saved. It's a typical save as type dialog. When you've made those decisions and activated the save button, the conversion process begins. If you're saving in an MP3 format, it's a two-step conversion process. The first step is to create the WAV file and then convert the WAV file to MP3. Obviously, if you've chosen the WAV file format, then it's a simple one-step conversion. So that's basically how it works. Let's go through it step by step. So step one is to find a document to convert. So for this demonstration, I'm going to open an already existing word processing document called Beatles Computer Lyrics. I've already got Open Book up and running. So I'll begin the process by typing Control-O.
Select the file to open. N equals file name, editopstar.ark.
Now in this case, I'm not looking for an ARK document, or that is an Open Book document. I'm looking for a text document. So I'm going to change the files of type to all. I can do that by typing Alt-T and then typing A twice.
T equals files of Adobe all files, star dot star.
So now I have to Shift-Tab twice back to the list of files and look for the one I want.
N equals control not selected Adobe. Handyham. Human Services Foundation Humor. Not selected ALPLife.doc. Beatles Computer Lyrics.txt.
That's the one I want. So I'll press enter to open it.
Document C. / documents and settings / rob / my documents / humor / Beatles Computer Lyrics.txt open.
As you'll hear in just a minute, this is a pretty interesting file. What they've done is they've taken Beatles songs and made them into songs that are about computers. And this first one is called Yesterday.
Yesterday. Yesterday. All those backups seem to waste away. Now my database has gone away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, there's not after files there used to be, and there's a milestone handing over me. The system crashed so suddenly. I pushed something wrong. What it was I could not say. Now all my data's gone, and I long for yesterday. Yesterday, the need for backups seemed so far away. I knew my data was all here to stay. Now I believe in yesterday. Eleanor Rigby.
Okay, so we've got the file open, and as you can tell, there's more than one song. Eleanor Rigby is next. But we'll stop it there. The next step is to go to the file menu and choose Save to Audio. Now the shortcut way to do that is do an Alt-F and then a D as in Delta. That's a quick way to get to that choice, but I'll do it the long way.
F equals File. N equals New. O equals Open. C equals Close. S equals Save. A equals Save As. G equals Save Pages. T equals Note Taker. B equals Braille. D equals Save to Audio.
Next, I'll press Enter, and that's going to bring up the conversion dialog. Now, as I said earlier, if you choose to save the current page only, then that step only asks one question. If you decide instead to save a range of pages, the page range defaults to all pages in the document. So you always know that if it's always going to say the first page number followed by a dash and then the last page number. That's the default. And of course that's an edit field you can change. Also, if you've decided to save a page range, you're going to have a choice between saving each page as an individual audio file or saving the entire page range as a single file. Probably for the most part, you're going to be saving it as a single file. I'll tab around the dialog so you can see when current page is selected, the other choices aren't available.
Please select a page range from the current document. Save current page, radio button, checked. O equals OK, button. C equals cancel, button. Save current page, radio button, checked.
Now I'll go ahead and hit the down arrow to choose the page range option. And as you'll hear, this document has five pages.
Save page range, radio button, checked. Edit box 1-5.
And the next choice is whether to save the page range as a single file. By default, it's unchecked. Normally, you'll probably check that, as I said.
Save range as a single file, checkbox, unchecked. Save range as a single file, checkbox, checked. O equals OK, C equals cancel, button, save page range, radio button, checked, edit box 1-5, save range as O equals OK, button.
So I'll press enter on the OK button. That will start the second portion of the dialog where you're prompted for the file name, output file format, and where on the hard drive to save the document.
Save to audio, N equals file name, edit box equals computer lyrics.
Notice that the output file name did default to the input file name. Next, I'll tab to the files of type combo box and I'll show you the two choices.
T equals files of type, combo box MP3 audio files, star.mp3 right parenthesis. Windows WAV files, star.wav.
I'm
MP3 audio files, star.mp3 right parenthesis.
Then I'll tab to the save button.
S equals save button.
And then I'll tab around the rest of the dialog just to give you a feel for its structure, but it's really a pretty standard save file dialog.
C equals cancel button, U equals up one level button, F equals new folder button, I equals look in, combo box number, list controls or items, N equals file name, edit box equals computer lyrics, T equals files of type, combo box MP3 audio files, S equals save button.
So I'll go ahead and activate the save button, and you'll hear the conversion process begin.
Converting page to audio file. C. Backslash DOC UME tilde 1 backslash rob backslash LOCALS tilde 1 backslash temp backslash temp.wav. 0% complete. 28% complete. 50% complete. 73% complete. 96% complete. Converting page to audio file. C. Backslash documents and settings backslash rob backslash my documents backslash humor backslash Beatles computer lyrics 1-5.mp3. 17% complete. Out of dialog.
As you heard, the output file name includes the page range. Now, I'll go ahead and exit Open Book.
A. N equals new. X equals exit.
Next, I'll open Windows Media Player, and I'll play the Beatles computer lyrics audio file.
Start menu. Internet. Internet Explorer. Email. P. All programs. Submit. Windows Media Player. Enter. Leaving menus. Windows Media Player. Control O. Open dialog. File name. Edit combo. Shift tab. Folder view list view. Not selected. Beatles Computer Lyrics 1.5.mp3 1 of 1. Space. Beatles Computer Lyrics 1.5.mp3. Enter. Windows Media Player. Yesterday. All those backups seemed a waste of pay. Now my database has gone away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, there's not half the files there used to be. And there's a milestone hanging over me, the system crashed so suddenly. I pushed something wrong, what it was I could not say. Now all my data's gone, and I long for yesterday. Yesterday, the need for backup seemed so far away. I knew my data was all here to stay. Now I believe in yesterday.
So there it is. That pretty much concludes the demonstration. If you have any questions, feel free to ask in the discussion period. So this is Rob Turner saying bye for now.
Well, that's great. Rob, I guess I had a couple of questions. One, does Kurzweil do this? And secondly, it seemed like I heard the audio file, but I thought it was going to be a different voice. I guess that's what I'm saying. It seems like the same voice that you were using all the way through. So maybe you can explain that to me. I'm sorry.
Documents. Mailing lists are available at HTTP.
Oh, hello, Bob. No, that's correct. What happens is it does use the same voice as the speech synthesizer. That's the voice you're going to get. So it's always going to use the same voice that you hear the document in, unless you, I could change the kind of voice that it uses, but it stays the same throughout.
But that will then go on a disk? I mean, how is it different from just hearing it on Word or something? I'm sorry, you lost me right at the end there.
Okay, no, I understand. Yeah, no, the difference is that when you heard the audio, I mean, for those people that have note takers and other devices that can play regular audio, regular computer files like text files and so forth, it's really not that, it's of no advantage to do what this process does. In other words, to take the synthesized speech and put it into a MP3 or an audio file. But for those people who may not have a note taker, but they've only got a portable MP3 player, this allows them to hear that novel or that document on their portable MP3 player without having to take their computer along. So that's the idea of it.
You sold me. I see. Are there any other? Thank you, Rob. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question, Rob. Also, this is Jerry out of San Antonio, Texas. I work with Open Book and OmniPay Pro 15, but on Open Book, my question is, based on how you save your audio file, then when you set Open Book for the speech rate of speech, then you have it going faster. Now, is that the way it's going to save onto your audio file? And if you use your Open Book slow, have it talk slowly to you, that if you save it in audio format, in MP3 or audio, it would save it into a slow format? Is there a way that you can speed it up, or do you have to increase the rate of the speech for open book?
Okay, I understand. Yes, if you wanted to have the document saved at a faster speed, you would have to have increased your speech rate ahead of time. Now, the other aspect of it is, if your MP3 player has the speech compression, or what they sometimes call the variable pitch restoration feature built into it, then of course you can use that facility and listen to it faster. But yes, the speed is determined by your speech rate of open book.
Just quickly, Austin has posted a link in the text chat to open book software, so it's there in text chat if anybody needs it.
Bob had asked too about Kurzweil, and it seems to me I've been told by folks at Kurzweil also does this, though myself.
Yeah, I do want to confirm what Glenn says. I've also heard, and I'm very confident that Kurzweil also has this feature.
Folks, it's Walt Kramer. I first want to ask if you are hearing me. I'm testing a new headset tonight.
Yes, we are, Walt. You're coming through very nicely.
Thank you, Bob. I am a Kurzweil user, and I will confirm scientifically or something that, in fact, you can record, you can convert Kurzweil files to audio files, and it's essentially the same drill as Rob demonstrated for us, and you can save them as MP3s or whatever you wish, and it's for the same reason. You do have to, of course, make sure that you have all of your settings correct. In other words, you better have the voice set to the speed, the reading speed you want, the pitch, and the voice you want. You can pick from any number of the voices that are available, but then you can convert to an audio file, and then you can put that file wherever you want. Sometimes I will do that and download files onto Book Courier, and that way I can read them when I'm on the road, and that's very nice.
Can you change the bit rate with Kurzweil? I know you can't change it with OpenBook, but can you change the bit rate with Kurzweil?
To be honest, I don't know if you can. This, of course, means I haven't bothered to try.
Okay, any other questions? Well, Rob, we thank you very much. As usual, very concise. Rob's any tutorial he does, he goes over it, and then, thank goodness, goes step by step. And that really helps, and then summarizes what he said. So thank you so much, Rob.
Pleasure.
Okay, Pat, let's see. I shall we take a 10-second pause? We'll end this recording and give Pat time to switch to the next file or whatever she's going to be doing here, or do an Alt-R or whatever. So we're going to take a 10-second break, and if she needs more, I'm sure she'll let me know.
Rob, this is not this is not having to do with the software or how to do that, but where did you get that really neat computer lyrics? Or did you write that yourself?
Well, I don't know where it came from, but I can sure pass that file along to you, Rob, if you're interested in it. No problem.
Yeah, could you send a copy of that to me, too? That sounded pretty good.
Okay, let's have at least give us 10 seconds so Pat can switch over, and we'll do it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we want to move on to our next segment, and I think that Glenn Irvin, who's presenting this, first wanted to say a few words, Glenn, if I'm mistaken, but Rob Hancock is ready to play it when you wish. So let me first turn the mic over to Glenn Irvin of Norfolk, Nebraska, where it's probably mighty cold. Glenn, the mic is yours.
Yeah, hi, everybody. Yeah, it is pretty cold here. We got some snow, and I got my shovel undone today. I hope this is coming through okay. This is my first evening with this microphone on this computer, so we'll see how it goes. On this recording, it sounds a little awkward at first because it's the first time I've used a Total Recorder for this, but it seems like it went okay. I thought the bit rate was going to be all right, but maybe it wasn't as good as it could be, but I think it'll be understandable anyhow, but I'll be around for any questions afterwards in case I left anything out along the way. Thanks.
Okay, Rob, we're ready here.
I don't start total recorder stuff, but...
Hi there. My name is Glenn Irvin, and I'm going to be presenting to you tonight a program on using a program that's about using this utility known as Text Aloud. And Text Aloud is a program that allows a person to copy text into it, and using the synthetic voices of your choice, you can convert them to MP3 or WAV format, and then burn them to CD or put them on your MP3 player or whatever, and then take them with you. Some people will do this stuff on the web. They'll download text from the web and take it with them to go. Let me switch over here to the program, and then I'll talk to you a little more about it.
Hold that. Text Aloud.
Okay. I've got Text Aloud loaded up, and what I will do first with Text Aloud is to kind of go through the menus with you and talk to you a little bit about it. Right now I'm running a demo of Text Aloud because I'm using a laptop that I don't usually have it on. I purchased Text Aloud a couple of years ago, and I actually bought it originally just to use, get my hands on the AT&T voices. So I had bought the Text Aloud for around maybe it was like $25 or $30 a program, something like that. I bought two programs from NextUp. That's the company that sells Text Aloud, NextUp.com, NextUp.com. And I had bought Text Aloud and Weather Aloud, and I think I got a free voice with each program. Maybe that's how it went. So I bought AT&T Crystal with one and AT&T Mic with the other. And since then, I was able to acquire a couple of additional voices. I think it was Claire and Rich, I think, is what the other one was. But really, I just use Crystal and Mike, and I think those are pretty good voices. And I think you'll, if I got this set up right, you'll get to hear Crystal. I think I do have Crystal installed on this laptop. Now, what people do with Text Aloud. By the way, I should say about the other programs too. They have the Weather Aloud reads to you weather from whatever city or place around the world that you want to get it. And they also have News Aloud and Stocks Aloud, I think, are the four programs that NextUp has. Now back to Text Aloud. What people do with Text Aloud is copy text from web pages and into the program, and or they will, a person can take, say, a book you might get in text format and copy it into the Text Aloud and convert it to speech using AT&T voices or whatever voices you want to use, and it will also take a document such as a Word document, something you might have in a Word document, and read it. And I think that's about it. If I didn't mention it, you can just copy and paste. It'll watch your clipboard for you and then allow you to put it into the program. I will demonstrate its use a little bit here, but I think first I'm going to go through the menus with you and kind of explain what I can about what's in the menus. That's what typically what I do with any program I have anyway. Whenever I get a program, I just once it's opened up, I tap the Alt key, and that usually activates File, and I go down through that pull-down menu, and then I move across and read the subsequent pull-down menus and see what my various options are going to be. So I'm going to tap the Alt key.
Menu bar, File Mode.
And I'm going to down arrow.
Menu open, Control plus L low.
So open, which would be like if you wanted to open up a text file and have it open within the program, and then you could manipulate it or convert it to MP3 at that point.
Logical, Control plus N, then.
And this would be if you need to open up a new article or a new file.
Save article as A.
And then you could save it as something else.
File splitter utility, S.
This is a useful tool, file splitter utility. Sometimes you might have a big document, maybe War and Peace, and you want to break it up into file chunks so you don't have a 3 gigabyte file when you're done. because when it's converted to MP3, it's going to be a lot larger because it's going to be obviously a sound recording at that point.
Batch file converter B.
In batch file converter, that's in case you've created a bunch of say you've converted a whole book to WAV format and you want to shrink it down to MP3 format, you can just convert them all at one time. Or you can convert a bunch of text into MP3. You can maybe have a whole directory full of text files and you want to convert those to MP3 or WAV recordings. You can do that all in one stroke there.
Telegram D. Exit text allows text. Open Control plus L.
Okay, now I've gone all the way back up to the top. Now I'm going to right arrow.
Menu bar, menu.
And I believe that was the edit menu. Let me, I'll close this and with the Alt key.
Leave it menus.
I'm going to tap the Alt key and it'll say File.
Menu bar, File, Alt F.
Now it'll say the file heading here.
Edit, Alt
D. Yeah, there's edit. Now I'm going to down arrow.
Menu. Paste, Control plus DV.
Paste would be for pasting some text in, and I'll do that a little later.
Select all, Control plus AA.
Now you can select all of the text in your in this current session.
Search, Control plus FH.
Just like any other text editor, you can search for text in this document.
Replace, Control plus RL.
And replace.
Delete selected article, Control plus Alt plus DD.
And if you notice, it gives you keystrokes that you can use while the program is in use, let's see if I can get it to read that.
Delete selected article, Control plus Alt plus D.
Control plus Alt plus D is select, delete the selected article.
Delete all articles, D.
Now, if it's just a single key like that within a pull-down menu, that means, without a Control or Alt or whatever, that means it's only the hot key when you've got this pull-down menu open.
Insert pause sub-menu by.
Now, insert pause. Now, there's going to be some options under that, and I'll right arrow into that.
0.25 seconds, 0.
So you can put a half-second pause.
0.5 seconds, 5. 1 second, 1.
1 second.
2 seconds, 2. 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5, 10 seconds, user defined, 0.25 seconds, 0.
That was, and then I'm going to left arrow back into my main menu here.
Insert pause sub menu by.
I'm going to down arrow.
Insert voice change sub menu T.
Now, insert voice change, but that's pretty interesting, and that's a G. So if you wanted to insert a voice change somewhere in your article, you would do Alt-E and then hit the letter G. And what that does, that's pretty neat because I've noticed this is really great when I hear news stories that do this on the radio. Sometimes they'll have two newscasters doing stories, and one person will read a story then the other person reads a story, then the first person reads a story again. And that's really good because, I think it helps to keep your attention on the news. And I think that's really neat in these articles, too, that you convert to MP3. You could have, for example, Microsoft Mary reading the first story, and then you could search for the next story and stop there, and you could insert a new voice at that point. And I'll do a little bit of that for you before I get done here.
Add bookmark B.
And you can put bookmarks in.
Increment voice speed, control plus S10.
You can adjust your voice speed.
Decrement voice speed, control plus Alt plus ST.
That was increment and decrement, which, you know, increase or decrease.
Increment voice pitch, control plus PM.
And the same with the pitch.
Decrement voice pitch, reset pitch and speed, S.
And then if you need to reset it, there you go. I'm down arrowing through the edit menu still.
Paste control plus DEP.
And I've gone all the way around. Some of these aren't available because I don't have, there's some things I haven't done yet to it, so I haven't put an article in yet, so it, some of these aren't quite available to you.
Leaving menu bar, file, alt F.
And I'm going to right arrow.
Edit alt, view, alt V.
Now under view.
Menu toolbar, submenu T. Skin S. Toolbar, submenu T.
Not much under there, toolbars or skins.
Leaving menus, menu bar, file, edit, view, alt, options, alt O.
Now here's an interesting pull down menu. Again, I just tap the alt key and right arrowed over to options.
Menu text allowed options, T.
And I down arrowed and said text allowed options.
Voices and file options, T.
Voices and file options. That would be like which are your default voices and do you want to use SAPI 4 or SAPI 5 voices and which ones do you want to use, that sort of thing.
Watch clipboard checked, W.
And you see there it said watch clipboard, which means, and it's checked, and that means whenever text allowed is usually running in your system tray, so it'll always watch the clipboard. And if you say if you're a JAWS user, oh, you can do this with Window Eyes, but I'm not exactly sure of the keystroke, but both programs, JAWS and Window Eyes, allow you to access your system tray. So let's say you you select and copy a web page. You can bring up your system tray, do your insert F11, and go to text allowed, and you can open text allowed and record that stuff that's in your clipboard to MP3.
Single article S. Watch clipboard check. Single article S.
Yeah, single article, that's not the option that's checked there under tools. Multi-article is checked, I believe, and that means you can work with several articles at the same time.
Multi-article M. Select audio device D. Multi-article M.
No, multi-article didn't say check, but I thought it was.
Select audio device D.
Now your audio device would be that is, it selects your sound card that you're going to use. It's probably the one that's inside your computer, but sometimes people have like a USB sound card or something that they plug in, and that would be their device.
Pronunciation editor V.
And there you can have it, you can tell it to pronounce certain words a certain way.
Article font slash text size A.
And that's just your font size, font text size in your articles. I know that Open Book and Kurzweil allow you to adjust their fonts in their editors also.
Shortcut setup page.
And that's kind of neat. Shortcut setup. You can tell it which shortcut keys you want to use for certain things. So you can select. If you don't like, for example, a Control Alt D for deleting your text. You can choose to make up your own hotkey for that.
Hotkey setup all. Text allowed options D. Hotkey setup all. Shortcut setup page. Hotkey setup all.
I'm not sure what the difference is between shortcut and hotkey setup.
Text allowed options D.
Now I'm going to go to the next pull down menu, which.
Leave it menus. Menu up there is new options. Speak all that.
Oh, the speak is what it is.
Menu speak current article allows. Control plus F3 B.
So control plus F3 will speak the current article that's up on the screen out loud.
Speak current article to find new.
Now.
Speak current article to find new.
Now, to speak it to a file, that means it's going to record it right to a file.
Speak from cursor allowed. Control plus F4 C.
And speak from cursor. Verbally, just speak it verbally from wherever the cursor is what that means.
Speak selected text allowed. Control plus F5 T.
And if you've selected text, you can make it just read what you've selected out loud.
Speak all articles allowed. Control plus F6 A.
Or everything you've got prepared in various articles, you can speak all those aloud.
Speak all articles defined. Control plus F7 F.
And again, the difference between speaking it aloud or speaking it to article means if it's spoken aloud, it's just going to speak it to you as you would hear it if it was in a MP3 format, but it's not yet. But if you have it speak it to file, it's going to actually speak it and kind of record it into a file just as you do with a Total Recorder or Gold Wave or something. Once you've recorded something, it's in a file, then the last thing there is to do is to save it.
Loop speak current article L.
Now, loop would be to put a marker in there that it tells it to just keep repeating it once it's spoken it. And that might be...
Speak current article allowed. Control plus F3E.
That's all of it in that pull-down menu.
Leave it menus. Menu bar. That is new. Option. Speak up. Audio help folder.
Then there's audio help.
Help voltage.
And regular help. There's a lot more options to this, too, but I do want to do a little demonstrating for you, so I'm going to have to just do a little bit of that.
Leave it menu bar.
Now, here it comes. First thing on here, it tells a little bit. I'm going to put in a couple of voice changes here for you. Let's see. I'll start at the top.
Top of five, enter this text. Just click the speak button on the toolbar. Then enter this text to plan events on your computer. You do team plan. The actual voices, which are among the most matched three of the best HP plan. We.
Now, I think
plan.
Right here, I'm going to insert a different voice. I'll tell it to speak Microsoft Sam, which isn't a very good voice, but the first part then should be AT&T Crystal, because I believe that's the default. And then from this point on where I stop it, I'm going to insert change voice to Microsoft Sam.
Hold the menu. G, insert voice change at Crystal 16. T, Sam S. Tag. Enter, leave it menus.
Okay, now Control F3 is to read the article.
Top of five, enter this text. Just click the speak button on the toolbar.
Let's see. Let's give it a try here.
Control F2.
Oops.
Control F3.
Thanks for trying text aloud. To listen to this text, just click the speak button on the toolbar. Text aloud lets you listen to text and documents on your computer. You can copy text from the clipboard, set up system-wide hotkeys, or read in text from Word, PDF, and HTML documents. If you want to listen to the text later, text aloud lets you create MP3 or WMA audio files which can be downloaded to your portable player. Be sure to check out the optional AT&T Natural Voices, which are among the most natural sounding computer speech systems in the world. The natural voices are not available in the trial, but you can learn more and hear samples at nextup.com web link.
We also add exciting new voices from NeoSpeech at www.nextup.com web link for a quick introduction on how to use text aloud. Try the quick start client. Click help quick start client. You can also leave the help file and listen to the audio help for more details.
Okay, there you go. Now that I'm going to delete all of this text, and I'm going to paste something in for you.
All the menu undo control. Cut, copy, paste, select, up, search. Replace, set art, delete selected article, control, delete all articles, eat, insert, toss up, menu, insert, flip, add, bookmark. Increment, decrement, increment, decrement, reset, hit, undo, hit. Cut, copy, paste, select, search. Replace, set article, delete selected article, control, plus alt, plus DD. Enter, leaving menu. Land, land.
Yep, that did it. Okay, so I'm going to paste here. Let's see, there's an option for get the text from the clipboard. Let's see if I can find that option.
Menu bar, file, edit, view, options, auto, menu, text, allowed options, T, voices, and five, watch clip, single article, S, multi-art, sync, watch clipboard, text, W, single, multi-art, select audio, pronunciation, editor, P, speak current article, speak current, speak from cursor allowed, speak selected text, speak all articles, speak all articles, default loop, speak current article, speak, speak all, speak selected text allowed, can speak from cursor allowed, speak current article, define new, speak current article.
Yeah, where did I see that here?
Text allowed, hard key setup, short article found, slash, pronunciation, select audio device, speak multi-article, single article, watch clipboard checked, set voices and file option, text allowed options, toolbar submit, skin set, toolbars, reset, decrement, increment, decrement, increment, voice speed, control plus S.
I think I just have to paste, I guess. I think there was a hard
key for
that. But I'll just do a control V and paste it.
Paste the text from clipboard.
And then I'll do my control F3, and Crystal will read some of this stuff that I had copied from Text Aloud's help menu.
Control F3.
Loading articles. Loading articles. The following methods are available to create articles in Text Aloud. List of four items, Windows, Clipboard, Document, Import File, Open Import, Hotkey, Drag, and Drop List. To create articles using the Windows Clipboard. By default, Text Aloud will monitor your Windows Clipboard and display a prompt whenever the clipboard is updated. See Clipboard Options for information on how you can control the display of the clipboard prompt and disable the prompt if necessary. List of four items, use your mouse to select slash highlight an area of text. Press CTRL plus C. Press both keys at the same time, you will be prompted by Text Aloud's copy clipboard to speech buffer. On the clipboard prompt, click the new button to create a new article, or the append button to append the selected text to the current article. Listened. To create articles using document import file, open. List of five items, press the open button on the toolbar, or select file, open, from the menu. Select a directory. Optionally select a file type from the bottom of the open dialog. Select one file if in single article mode. Multi-article mode allows multiple files to be selected. Press the open button on the open dialog. Listened. To create articles using the import hotkey. List of three items from hotkey setup, configure and import hotkey. Use your mouse to select slash highlight an area of text. Press the import hotkey, listened.
Okay, that's, I stopped it there. That was the, just some of the stuff I had quickly jumped into the help menu and copied it, and I had it ready to paste in here. But you could do that from a web page or an email or anything that you have text. Maybe you get a newspaper. Maybe you're on one of those lists where you receive a newspaper weekly or daily or something, and you just want to put that stuff onto your MP3 player and go, and you can do that. You can just select it, copy it, Alt-Tab over to Text Aloud, paste it, and use your Control F7 key and burn it to make it a file, save it, and burn it to a CD or copy and paste it to your MP3 player. So really, once you get the system down, it's really not a big deal at all. And I hope this has been kind of useful to you. I know it's not a in-depth tutorial, but I think it may give you a good understanding of what Text Aloud is. And the company again is Next, www.nextup.com, and Have a good evening. Thank you.
Okay, Glenn, thank you so much. We're going to have questions. I love that voice. My goodness. Okay, let's see if people have questions of Glenn, please. Okay, any questions of Glenn? I'll let him take over this part of it.
Maybe I put everybody to sleep. Hey, while I'm thinking about it, Rob Turner, you could send me that Beatles lyrics. That's been pretty funny.
You mean Glenn did so well, you guys don't have any questions of him?
Well, I can think up a question to ask. Next Up program, I mean, do you get one AT&T voice with that? And I can see the one advantage of having text allowed, versus using JAWS. And by the way, does it automatically turn JAWS off? By the way, I meant to ask that. Does it automatically turn JAWS off, or must you turn JAWS off once you turn text allowed on? But do you get one AT&T voice with that, or must you buy that separately?
If I remember right, you can choose. The one I bought it a couple of years, choose up to two voices, maybe. And seems like there are maybe 45, but I basically got two. Now I know how it was. I got two programs, and you do get just one voice with each program. I got text allowed, and I got weather allowed also. Two of the Microsoft voices, Crystal and Mike, the weather allowed to. But the other part of your question about JAWS, it doesn't turn JAWS off because you will need JAWS to navigate the menus and stuff. Text allowed is sort of like any other program, I guess. The program doesn't really care if you have a screen reader going. It just the screen reader is just there for you. And it uses its own devices or whatever you've assigned for it to use. You can choose it, choose for it to use whatever voices you happen to have in the computer. And that's kind of neat because you can select a whole range of voices, and you could insert a different voice at each paragraph or whatever, or each time there's a new article or something. Pretty good, too.
Glenn, this is Don Roberts here with a question, if I may, please. I'd like to know whether the voices, specifically Mike and or Crystal, are locked to the text allowed program. I seem to recall hearing somewhere, and I'd like to find out if this is the case, that it used to be that the voices were unlocked so that you could use them with other applications as well as text allowed, but now if you purchase those voices from Next Up, they are in fact locked to text allowed. Do you know the answer to that?
Can't tell you how it is now. When I bought mine, they were not locked to the program, so I was able to use them on my computer in general. In fact, I'd have been pretty disappointed, I think, if I'd have bought text allowed and found out that I could only use it in that program.
Okay, any other questions? These are very good. Well, Glenn, we want to thank you also. I mean, you struggled through some computer issues, but as usual, you came through like a trooper, and we thank you. And this is really interesting. I love Crystal's voice. So who knows what'll happen? I come up with these things, and we'll see what we're going to do. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very pleased to present Mr. Kelly Sapergia, who will talk about D-Speech. Kelly is from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. He always talks about his hometown, and that's great. Kelly, the microphone is yours, and welcome.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me to talk about D-Speech here this evening, Bob and everyone else here. And I hope that you'll really like this this program as much as I do. D-Speech is a little bit different from the other two approaches that you've just heard about. In other words, it's different in that it is free. It's a free product, and there are a lot of things that you can do with this program. Now I haven't used many of these features when I use the program, but I hope that you'll get an idea as to what all you can do with this. Now, I am just going to Alt-Tab into the program. I do have it loaded up, actually.
Alt-Tab, D-Speech by DeMille.
Yeah, it's D-Speech by Demio. I think that's, I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, but that's okay. We're using JAWS 7.0 for this demonstration, along with the DeckTalk Access 32 software synthesizer. And the voice that you'll be hearing throughout this demo that is going to be reading my text file here is another female voice. Yes. It's Karen from Australia. And she's one of the voices that's included in JAWS 8 with the RealSpeak solo voices. And I just think she's got the best sounding voice from what I've heard. Now, I have a document loaded up here. I've actually just typed it in because this is sort of a little word processor that you can copy and paste your documents to. You can make any changes to it, to a document if you want, if you notice an error or anything like that. But first of all, I just want to talk about how to install the program. It is actually fairly simple. What you'll do is when you go to the website, and I'll give that out at the end of this presentation, you will have a zip file to download. And you will need to extract that zip file to a subdirectory. I think by default it will put it in a folder called DSpeech, but you can change it if you want to do that. And then it's just a matter of setting up a shortcut on, let's say, on your desktop or start menu to launch the program. Or you can do what I do, which is go into Windows Explorer, go to the directory, and run the program. And setting up a shortcut for this program is beyond the scope of this presentation. But it is a pretty simple process. Once you get used to it, it's pretty simple. Anyway, I do have the program loaded up here, and I'm just going to let this play. To do that, I can press the tab key.
Tab, speak button.
And we're on the speak button, so I'll just press the space bar, and let's listen to Karen here for a bit.
Space.
Chapter 1. Hello. I'm Karen from Australia, and I'd like to welcome you to this evening session of Tech Talk. Kelly is demonstrating DSpeech, a free program for converting documents to MP3 files. One thing you can do in this program is use keywords to do different things. For instance, Kelly could put a specific keyword around the word computer, and the program would spell it out for us, like this, C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R. Now, we'll demonstrate how you can break a text file up into individual MP3s. Chapter 2. Well, that's it for the demonstration. I'd hope you'll give the program a try. Back to you, Kelly.
Thank you, Karen. And although it wasn't apparent, if we were to convert this to an MP3 format, at least with the settings that I've got, it would split it into individual MP3 files. And we'll take a look at that in a little bit. So, that is an example of what Karen sounds like in this program. And we're on a group of buttons here. Right now we're on the speak button, and let's just tab through here and see what we have.
Tab. Pause button.
We can pause the speech. If it is going, we can just press the pause key. And there are shortcut keys for this, by the way. I haven't got them memorized, but if you go to the help menu, which we'll take a look at in a little bit, there's a thing called shortcuts. And when you press enter on it, a dialog box will pop up. And unfortunately, it's not one of these things where you can go into a read-only edit box and read what's in the window or anything like that. You actually have to use your screen reader's cursor in order to read the items listed there. But it does tell you what the various keys do in this program. So anyway, we're on pause.
Tab. Speak from cursor button.
Speak from cursor.
Tab. Speak previous line button. Tab. Speak current line button.
So if I press the space bar here, let's see what that does.
Space.
Chapter 1.
Okay, it says chapter 1 because that was the line I'm focused on.
Tab. Speak next line button.
Speak next line.
Space.
Oh, and it's not going to do it because it's a blank line.
Tab. Get clipboard checkbox not checked.
Get clipboard. I'm assuming that this will monitor the clipboard for any text that you copy to it, and then it will put it in the program, but I haven't used that yet.
Tab. Start recording. Start record through microphone button.
You can record notes in this program, and I don't use that myself because I really don't have any need to. When you press the space bar, I believe it will maybe cause your focus to go away from the program, but you can get back into it. But I don't really have a need for it, so I've never used that feature.
Tab. Show character checkbox checked.
And I'm not really sure what that's for.
Tab. Voice combo box. Scan soft Karen Will 22KH.
Okay, and so there it says scan soft Karen. This is our voice that we're on. And if I press the down arrow, for instance.
Scan soft Lee level
22KHZ.
Okay, we have the deck talk and Lee talking there. But now we've got Lee's voice in here. So this is a way of choosing your voices. And there's another few commands in the shortcut list that will allow you to jump to the first voice in the list, or to the last voice, or whatever.
Scan soft Karen full 22KHZ.
Well, I like Karen myself, so we'll just stay with her.
Tab. Audio format combo box. 22kHz 16-bit mono.
1936.
And this will allow you to adjust your bit rate and things. I'm just going to leave that where it is. I don't know if that's the default setting, but I kind of adjusted it because it raises the quality a little bit.
Tab. Audio output combo box. Sound mix digital audio.
What?
And this allows you to select what sound card the voice is heard out of. Right now it is out of my built-in sound card. But if I press down, it would go through my Audigy card. And usually I would like that, but not tonight. This is okay.
Tab. Font select combo box.
And you've got some fonts stuff here.
Tab. Font size combo tab. Volume.
Now, it doesn't say this, but we're on a slider here. And this allows us to adjust the volume. Now, I have an option set where it will, I think, give us some information as we adjust it, turn it up or down, I believe. Unless it does it by itself. I can't exactly remember how it works. But anyway, if I move up.
95, 100. 95.
Okay, now I'm just down early.
90, 85, 80, 77, 65, 60.
There you go. So now the volume's going down.
6, 8, 9, 100.
Whoa, went too far.
9, 8, 80, 85.
Yeah, good enough.
Speed.
So, and there's our speed. Right now it is at
-1, 0.
Okay, it's 0, but we can actually get it to go down slower or faster.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So we're at 5 now.
Tab. Pitch.
We got something here for pitch. I won't adjust that.
Tab. Options show tracking checkbox not checked.
I'm not exactly sure what that is. If it can monitor where the cursor is or what. I've never used this.
Tab. Options when press enter. Read the line checkbox not checked.
So in other words, when you press enter, it will read the line. But that's not what it's going to do the way it's set now, which is unchecked.
Tab. Added.
And now we're back in the edit box, and I'm just going to press the space bar so you can hear how fast the voice rate has gone up.
Space.
Chapter 1. Hello, I'm Karen from Australia, and I'd like to welcome you to this evening's session of Tech Talk.
Escape.
Okay, and what I did there was just press escape to stop the speech.
Shift, 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 tap. Options, show, shift, shift,
let's,
shift, tap.
Follow, tap. Let's just slow speed. That down.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I'm going to put it at... Yeah, well, we'll just leave it at 0. That's, actually, that's...
1.
Yeah, move it up to 1. There we go.
Tab, tab. Options when press and tab. Edit.
All right, and now we're back in our edit box. And I'll just move up to the very top of the document with a control home. Now, let's have a look at the menu bar. So we'll press the alt key.
Menu bar. File.
And so we've got the usual stuff here. We've got file.
Edit.
Edit.
Options. Help.
File, edit, options, and help.
System. File.
Let's go into file here.
Enter. Menu.
And right now I'm on new. That's what it shows on the Braille display.
New control plus W.
There we go. And there's different shortcuts for that too. So we've got new.
Open dot 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 control plus O.
That, of course, allows you to open a document. You don't have to type one in if you don't want to.
Append dot dot dot.
Append. I believe that will append another document to the one that's currently opened.
Batch conversion dot dot dot.
Now, I haven't played with this, but I'm assuming this is a way of... converting a bunch of documents into MP3 format, but I've never used this.
Save text file unavailable.
So you can save a text file if you want.
Save text file as dot 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 control plus S.
You can save a text file in a different, I'm assuming in a different format. So in other words, we'd be saving the currently open document, which is what I typed in.
Save WAV or MP3 as dot 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 control plus shift plus S.
So if you press control shift S, you'll be able to save it as an audio file.
Exit.
And then exit, of course.
New control plus.
Now, let's move over to the right.
Edit menu. Select all control plus.
So now we've got some things here. We've got select all.
Cut control.
Cut.
Copy.
Paste. I'm just reading off the Braille display here.
Delete pink.
Delete. And I don't know. It says here C-A-N-C. I'm not sure what that's supposed to be. If that's not a key or anything I'm aware of, but it's all right. Anyway, we've got delete.
Find.
So we got find.
Find control plus F.
There you go.
Replace control plus R.
So you can replace, you can find and replace text.
Apply conversions table.
Now, I'm not really sure what this is, but I know there is a file that's included with DSpeech that I believe allows you to, I think, convert MS-DOS formatted text. In other words, some old documents were written in DOS sometimes had a bit of difficulties with some word processors, and so for instance line breaks might not be where you think they would be. You might just get an entire document basically all across the screen, like chapter one, this is a test, you know, on one line. So I think this may help with that, but I'm not sure about that. I've never used this.
Remove inappropriate return carriages.
Now I use this quite a bit, although I do have it set to do this when saving the MP3 file. What this will do is it will go through your document, and if it finds some inappropriate return carriage returns, which can cause the speech to pause at different points, and those may not be where you'd like them to. For instance, I think I have one document that was something like, hi, this is a test of DSpeech. We are now going to demonstrate this program, you know, something like that, and I do not like that. So this is a way of getting rid of that.
Remove inappropriate return carriages and hard.
And that is remove hard carriage returns. I don't use that as much because I find the first option works fairly well.
Word wrap checked.
And then there's word wrap, and I have that checked.
Select all control plus up.
So now we're back at the top, and let's move over to the right.
Options menu.
Now, here we've got a lot of options. Right now we're on run with idle priority. I have no idea what that does. I should explain that the documentation that comes with this program, there is an English text file, and I think maybe an Italian one, but I know that the English one, it's may look a little confusing, but that's okay because the author's native language is not English, so you have to. So don't worry about that.
Load last open file at startup.
Okay, that makes sense. That would load the last open file at startup.
Configure your voices independently checked.
Now I have this checked. What this will do is, if let's say you select a different voice, and for instance, I have my speech here set, my rate is set at 0, and the volume is set at about 85. If I went to a different voice, the rate might be set to maybe, as an example, 6, and the voice volume would be set maybe at 50, just as an example. So you can adjust it that way. You can either do that independently, or you can uncheck this by pressing enter, and then that would take you out of the edit box, or I mean out of the menu, and the voice would remain at the same rate and pitch and volume and all that when you change it.
Customize voice in quoted text, dot, dot, dot.
Okay, and I haven't experimented with this too much, but I'm assuming that if you have quoted text, it would change. I believe you could have it speak a different with a different engine or a different rate or pitch.
Todd, GS validity.
This is tags validity for current line only. I'm not really sure what it is. It's checked, so I'm just going to leave that.
Always save audio with max volume.
Always save audio with max volume. This is a way of, if you want to have the volume boosted a little bit, you can have this checked. I don't have that at the moment.
Set ASR options, dot, 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 unavailable.
I'm assuming that has to do with voice recognition. I think you could use voice recognition in this program, but I don't know anything about that.
Use SAPI 4 voices unavailable.
And I don't have any SAPI 4 voices on this computer, just SAPI 5 ones, as it's called. So that's why this is unavailable.
Use SAPI 5 voices checked.
That's fine.
Audiobook creation submenu.
And we got audiobook creation. We'll come back to this.
Accessibility options submenu. Select conversions table submenu.
So this is our conversions table. In fact, if I press enter on this.
Enter. DOS to Windows checked.
Yeah, that's the one. DOS to Windows. And that's it. That's the only table we've got in here.
Select AI personality.
Now, this AI personality thing, I'm not going to spend any time on this because it only works with certain voice synthesizers. I think the one that he's currently have that he currently has, works with an Italian synthesizer, and I don't have one of those, so as a result, we're just going to leave that alone.
Language selection submenu.
There's our language selection. We won't worry about that, because English is the only language that we can choose here.
Select MP3 format submenu.
We'll come back to this.
Auto-select one specific audio format checked.
This will select... Auto-select voice-specific audio file. I'm not really sure what this does, but I think it will allow you, automatically select certain characteristics of the file. You can't, incidentally, adjust the bit rate or anything like that in this program. It will have different options for you to choose.
Select MP3.
In fact, let's just go back to up to this select MP3 option here.
Enter. Optimize size.
Okay, optimize size. That will make the file smaller, I believe. And may reduce the quality, but I'm not sure about that.
Balance checked.
I just leave it on balanced, so we have both size and quality.
Optimize quality.
And there's optimize quality.
Optimize size. Select auto save settings on exit checked.
And that's checked. That means that when we quit the program, it's going to save our current settings.
Run with idle priority.
Okay, and we're back. Let's just move up to the audiobook creation feature.
Enter. Split WAV and MP3 files submenu.
Okay, don't think I've used this yet, but let's just go in here and see what we've got.
Enter. No split.
Okay, we've got no split. This is the default setting.
5 min. 10 min.
So I'm assuming that means after 10 minutes or so, it would split the file for you.
20 min. 30 min. Fully custom use break keyword only checked.
And we'll look at the break keyword in a little bit. And this is what I like to have it on.
No split.
And then we're back on no split.
Split
move
WAV
back
and
to the left.
Add initial and final silence to WAV or MP3.
This will, I'm assuming, add pauses to the beginning and the end of the MP3 file, but I don't use that.
Speak volume title and volume number checked.
Speak volume title and volume number. When you play a file that's been split with this program, you'll usually hear something like, let's say, test document 1 or test document 2. And I don't know if there's a way to get rid of that. I personally wish there was, but I'm not sure if you can do that.
Speak volume number and volume title.
And I think that might do the reverse. It might go, let's say, 2 test document.
Auto apply conversions table.
And we won't worry about that one.
Auto remove inappropriate return carriages checked.
So this is the. This will remove those inappropriate carriage returns for the recording process, so it'll come out all nice. Hardly any pauses in the inappropriate pauses, let's say.
Auto remove inappropriate return carriage.
And there's the one for the hard carriage returns.
Split WAV and.
And that's it.
Audio book creation submenu.
So that is the audio book creation feature. We'll look at that in a bit.
Accessibility options submenu.
And now we're at accessibility options.
Enter. Verbose mode checked.
Verbose, I haven't played with this. I just left it checked.
Explorer integration ...
And I haven't done anything with this either. I'm assuming that this would cause, if you were to click on a text document, it would load it into this program here. You can, incidentally, load a number of different file types, including, I believe, RTF and a few things. Even Adobe Acrobat files. Now, I haven't played with those. Those are the PDF ones. But there is a tool that you will need to download from the website for this program, and that is how it will work with Acrobat Reader files.
Enable Tab key on text box.
Okay, and I'm assuming that means if you press the Tab key, it would act just like a normal Tab key, but I've never used that.
On what select speak country 2.
And I've just left that alone, but I'm assuming if you were to up arrow or down arrow, it would tell you what country you're voice synthesizer is from.
Verbose mode checked.
And that's it for that.
Accessi- select conversions table. Select language. Select temp. Auto select once. Save setting. Run with idle.
Okay, and we'll just move to the right.
Help menu. Shortcut list.
So we got a shortcut list.
Support with donation ...
You can send a donation to the author if you really like the program.
About DSpeech.
And about DSpeech, that just gives your copyright info. Or the copyright info for the program.
Leaving menus.
So, we're out of the menu now. And Let's just take a look at a few things here in this document before we save it into an MP3 file.
Blank.
What I'm going to do is just down arrow.
Hello, I'm Karen from Australia, and I'd like to welcome you to this evening's session of Tech Talk.
Thank you, but actually the voice that we're using here is perfect. Paul.
Kelly is demonstrating DeepSpeech, a free program for converting documents to it. One thing you can do in this program is use keywords to do different things.
Right.
For instance, Kelly could put a specific keyword around the word computer, and the program would spell it out for us, like this.
Okay, and on the next line we have...
Spell computer slash spell period.
Now, this, you can sort of think of these codes as almost like those from HTML files, if you've ever written a web page. The code that we have here is a less than sign, and then spell, all capitalized, and then greater than, space, and then I have the word computer, and then less than slash spell, meaning that's the only word I want spelled. And then, of course, greater than symbol after that. Now, how do you find out about these keywords? Well, it's fairly simple. You can just press the... applications key, that's the key to the left of your right control key on most keyboards.
Applications, context menu, English USA submenu.
Now, these first couple of options here are for your voice synthesizer. This allows you to choose a different engine if you want, but we're not going to worry about that.
English, other countries submenu.
Okay, there's other countries.
Insert special tag submenu.
And let's see what we've got under insert special tag.
Enter. Silence.
Okay, you can insert some silence in here at the cursor position.
Volume 0 to 100.
You can really boost the volume from 0 to 100.
Speed minus 10 to 10. Pitch minus 10 to 10. Spell.
There's our spell keyword. So if I pressed enter, it would basically put that keyword for spell into our document. And it will also add something like spell text. And you just replace that with whatever text you want spelled.
Emphasize.
Now, this does not work with the current voice that I'm using here, the one Karen. So I don't know what that does. I'm assuming that would cause the volume to go up.
Silence.
And there's silence.
Insert special tag submenu. Insert custom tag submenu.
We won't look at this because this has a bunch of tags that apply to a synthesizer from a company called Liquendo.
Enter. Liquendo Julia submenu.
Liquendo Julia, I believe is how you say it.
Liquendo Julia Esplamazzoni Isali submenu.
Yeah, so these are all in Italian.
Insert custom
tag. So don't worry about that.
Insert keyword submenu.
And let's see what keywords we've got here.
Enter. Run file dot dot dot.
Now, a lot of these I haven't experimented with, but you can run a file.
Speak TXT file dot dot dot.
Speak a text file.
Play WAV or MP3 file dot dot dot.
You can play an MP3 or WAV file.
Stop speak.
Stop speaking.
Wait 1 to 10.
I think that's 1 to 10 seconds.
Close DeepSpeech.
That would quit the program.
Break split output file here.
And this is how you would put the file in. It's actually, if you want to type this in, when using the program, you just type in number sign, that's shift, and then the number 3, and then capital, in all capitals, B-R-E-A-K. And that will let the program know, oh, you want me to split everything else from here into a different file. So that's fine.
Recognition sample.
And I'm not really sure what that does.
Call routine sample. Random sentences sample. Recognition with timeout sample. Run file dot dot.
Okay, I'm not really sure what all those last ones are for.
Insert keywords up.
And that's about all we'll take a look there. So let's see now how this works as far as making an MP3 file. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press Control Shift and S.
Control Shift S. Save audio file as dot 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 dialog. File name edit combo. DeepSpeech.
And it's called the file DeepSpeech. That's the default name it gives. And what we're going to do is I'm going to just backspace that
H
to get that out of there. And we're going to type in E colon backslash
K-E-L-L-Y apostrophe S D-P-M-O
Kelly's demo. And I don't have to put any extension or anything on here. In fact, if I press the tab key.
Tab. Save as type combo box. MP3 file start.
So we've got two files here. We've got an MP3 file.
WAV file start.
Or a WAV file, W-A-V.
MP3.
But I like MP3. Now, this program will, I should point out, convert... it first converts your document into a WAV file, and then it will convert that to an MP3. I wish that there was a way for it to just convert to an MP3 file directly, but unfortunately, I don't think it can. It can't do that in this program, at least at this point in time.
Tap. Save button.
So, we'll just press the save button, and you're going to hear a beep. That means that the process is starting, and then when it's done, you'll hear a lower pitch beep. So, here we go.
Space.
You may have been able to hear that. Now it's just saying abort. It's 64% here. Encoded MP3. And there we go. It is done. Now, of course, if you have a big file loaded into memory, and I'm not really sure how big a file it can load. I haven't loaded anything that big. But if you do load a file, the bigger it is, the longer it's going to take. So what I'll do now is I'm just going to close the program down.
Alt F4.
Pressing Alt F4. And we'll go into Winamp.
Windows and O W. Winamp. Enter.
I'm going to load up Winamp version 5.3 here.
For screen sensor.
Okay. And there it is.
Title.
Yeah, Winamp 5.3.
L. Open.
So now I'm going to just go into my
E
drive, and we'll go to
Y.
And it's Kelly's demo.
List view not selected 001 Kelly's demo .mp3.
So now we've got two files here. It's 001 underlying and then Kelly's demo.mp3. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to select both of those files. And when I press enter, it's going to load them in to a playlist for us. And we'll listen to a little bit of it reading the first file, and then I'll just pause it and tell you what we'll do next.
Kelly's demo 1, chapter 1. Hello. I'm Karen from Australia, and I'd like to welcome you to this evening session of Tech Talk.
Space.
Okay, so I just press the space bar. Now I'm going to press the letter B so you can hear what we have in the second file.
Kelly's demo, 2, chapter 2. Well, that's it for the demonstration. I'd hope you'll give the program a try. Back to you, Kelly.
There you go. So we've got those two chapters converted to two MP3 files. And that is a brief look at DSpeech. And I really like the program, I must admit. I think it's fairly good, considering, you know, it's free. I don't use it all the time, but when I do, I found it to be very helpful. I mostly use it for if I want to listen to a text file, let's say, while I'm lying in bed. I do have a little MP3 player. It's actually a Victor Reader Classic Plus with recording, which allows you to use various cards. What do you call them? Flash cards? Something like that. And you can just copy the MP3 files onto the flash card and it will play them back for you. So that's what I use that for. If you would like more information about the program, you can find the program at, and I will type this up in the window for you. The address is http://dimio.altervista, that's altervista.org. And just click on, when you go there, you just click on English version. And you will be on a page with a bunch of different utilities. There are quite a few that he's got up there. DSpeech is a ways down the page, so you may want to use your screen reader's find feature to get to it real quick. Anyway, I hope you found this demonstration helpful, and I will now turn the control back over to Bob.
Kelly, we always find your work, your tutorials, your training sessions very, very interesting. We thank you. I think I'm in love with Karen, but let's move forward. All right. Does anyone have any questions of Kelly, please?
I have one question, but I also want to read this one text chat here real quick that Austin posted. Great job, everyone. Sorry I couldn't find that last link. I got to go. And he left the session. And then my question for Kelly is this a completely self-contained program, because if I wanted to use it, I don't have any of these speaking software other than what's default with Microsoft XP. So would I need to get other things to go with the program, or would I be fine just the way I am?
You don't have to there, Fred, I believe it is. You don't have to worry about that. It will use any SAPI 5 voice, or even SAPI 4 if you have them, that's installed on your computer. You can use the Microsoft ones, and that's perfectly fine. And if you, let's say, buy a voice from, let's say, nextup.com, where you can get their all the AT&T voices, or RealSpeak, NeoSpeech, and a bunch of other ones. If you get those, then the program will work with those speech engines. Assuming, of course, that they are unlocked and that you can use them in any application. But if that's the case, then you've got access to them in this program.
Kelly, this is Don Roberts here. Excellent presentation. I certainly very much appreciate your efforts. This is one of these programs that I've downloaded and thus far not actually installed and played with. It's one of these things on my ever-lengthening to-do list, if you know what I mean. A couple of questions, if I may, and you alluded to one just a moment ago. I had heard somewhere that the voices that you now buy from NextUp are no longer unlocked. That is, that they are locked to specific applications, such as Weather Pulse, or they will only work on the NextUp applications. So I would like to ask you specifically, what is your knowledge on what voices are locked and which voices are not locked currently? The second question I have relates to the process, you know, specifically inserting a break. Now, my understanding of what you said was that this break insertion is you insert it in the text file which you are subsequently going to make an MP3 file, and it then will divide that MP3 file at that specific point. My question is simply, is there a mechanism in this DSpeech program so that you can take an existing MP3 file, put that break text in there somehow, or give it a specific command so that you can break up a large MP3 file into smaller segments? I assume not, but I wanted to ask.
Well, I'll answer your last question first Don, and thanks for your comments there, by the way. No, I don't think it will work on MP3 files. It's just for text files. That's where the break feature comes in. As for the nextup.com, I have no idea about those voices, the current ones, if they're locked or unlocked or whatever. I'm just using the voices that I have here, the one that I'm using, Karen. I got that with JAWS version 8. They have a CD where you can install these different voice engines from RealSpeak, and Karen is one of them. There's a few other ones like Jill, what's another one, Samantha, and Emily, and a bunch of other ones. And there's also some male voices, of course, in there, like Lee from Australia and Tom from the States and all that. But those voices will work as long as you have a licensed copy of JAWS on your system. It will allow you to use it with any these voices with any program. Hope that helps.
3%. Kelly, 3%. A question. I downloaded the DSpeak, and the version I got is 1.51. Is that the version you're using?
I'm actually using 1.52. That just came out a few days ago, actually. So he does make regular updates. I don't really know what's new in the program, because there is a history file, it's in Italian, and I don't read Italian. Although I have been able to use it, if you go to Google's translation tools and type in, the text from that document. It will then try to convert it to English, but it doesn't do the best job I've seen, but it's usable. But other than that, I'm not really sure what's new compared with version 1.51. I'm assuming it's just some bug fixes.
And then two comments. Number one, when you work with that audiobook creation, if you uncheck the volume, speak to volume data, it will create files. I created 30-minute files, and it wouldn't have the volume title on there. And I converted a book into MP3, and for 14-hour book, it took 3 hours to convert on a 1.6 gigahertz machine with 512 RAM.
Yeah, it can be a little slow when you really convert all those files, or convert a big file, but at least it does work. I know it's not the speediest option, but if you're looking for a free program, this is okay, I think.
No, don't get me wrong. I love the program. I love it better than the one that was discussed prior to this one, TextAloud, because you can adjust the speed and the volume. It's just great.
We'll say we weren't hearing you as you were speaking. I'm sorry.
I've used it also, and it does take a little while, but it's well worth the wait to use it. And yes, if you untick the volume information box, it'll just read your, it'll split your files, but it won't give you like the name of the file and the number of the MP3 that you're on.
If I understand correctly, answering the answer to Fred's question, if a person does not have anything other than the Microsoft voices on his or her computer, where do you get the voices? I'm assuming you buy them, and we wouldn't want to buy them from TextAloud if they're locked. So where does one go to get voices? Those of us with screen readers, of course, they come with it, or some voices do. So can you answer that for me, Kelly?
Not really. I'm afraid I really can't answer that question. However, there are other places that you can get, well, different voices. There is one I know for sure, Kepstrol. They make a bunch of voices, and I think they're only like $29 each. And the quality isn't too bad. They're not, I don't really know if they're, I don't think they're that as good as some of the ones I've heard, but if you want, to buy some different voices, you can go there. And there may be some other places, too, that offer NeoSpeech and those other ones, but I have no idea about that. You'll just have to look them up on Google and see what you find.
I'm sorry, we're not hearing you. They'll say you might want to use the text chat, Alt-T, and write your comment and enter, and Fred will see it up on the screen. We can, too, but he's our par excellence guy who handles that very quickly for us, but it's you're not coming through.
Yeah, and I also put the address up for DSpeech in the text chat window there a couple of minutes ago, actually.
Could that be read aloud, Fred? Would or Kelly, if you know what it is, could someone read it aloud so we do have it in the recording?
Sure, I can read it again. It's http://dimio.altervista, that's altervista.org. And I'll spell that phonetically. It's Delta India Mike India Oscar dot Alpha Lima Tango Echo Romeo Victor India Sierra Tango Alpha dot Oscar Romeo Golf.
Oh, these hams and their phonetic alphabets. I'm sorry, Kelly, I just couldn't resist it.
Hey, that's okay. I really like the phonetic alphabet. Yeah, and I'm also a ham operator as well. They're Victor Echo 5, Kilo Juliet Sierra is my call.
5, ZYR.
Kelly's a ham, all right. Oh, boy. But that does help because people will be listening to it on the archives. And thank you for that, Kelly. Any other questions?
Dulcie has typed in, is there any kind of listserv or announcement list in English for this program?
Not as far as I know, but one thing I did do, there's a website, and I can go grab it real fast, that will allow you to paste or type in an address for a web page that you want to monitor. And what it will do is it will monitor it. I think it does it on a daily basis. And then it will send you an email when that site is updated. It won't tell you what's been updated, but it'll just you'll get an email saying something like, just so you know, this web page, and give you the address, has been recently updated. Go here to see what's new, or something like that. If you want, I can give you the address for that. I've got it in my bookmarks.
Thank you. That'd be great. Thank you, Kelly. Any other questions? Well, hearing none, we want to thank our three gentlemen tonight, Rob Turner, Glenn Irvin, and Kelly Sapergia, for their great work. And we hope to have a lot of exciting events coming through this year. We welcome your comments. I have my email up there. Pat is pat at patprice.org. She welcomes your comments. If you get them to us, we meet with the tech team. Our next meeting, as only a team, is a week from tomorrow evening. I'll send a note out on that to the team. And we really listen to you. We try, anyway. And if you have contact information, that even makes it even better for us. So we hope to have Charlene Vorning. I think I'm pronouncing the name right. We call her Char. And she's going to talk about the various messenger services next week on Monday night. So feel free to talk all you wish. The dinner bell's ringing downstairs, so I'm going to be going, but I've got the recorder going. Thank you so much for being here, and stay as long as you want.
Just so you know, that address that I was just talking about for that page where you can monitor a website, it's www.changedetection. That's all one word, by the way. changedetection.com. Change detection, all one word, .com.
Okay, and I stuck it up there in the text chat.
Now, Kelly, you can also use it, DSpeech, after you've got it all configured like that, straight from a command line as well, and just do your run dialog with it in the file name, and then put the space in MP3, and it'll do it that way too.
Okay. Now, when you do it that way with the that way, do you have to put anything like quotes or anything in there, or do you just write it as if, say, /dspeech/dspeech.exe space kelly.txt, something like that? You don't have to use any quotes or anything like that?
No, you use the slash. Oh, boy. You're going to get me to lying on this. I don't do it that way half the time because I don't remember the file names good enough. I just usually open them and do it in the program. But no, you just put the slash. You'll put the run /dspeech /mp3, and then the file name, I think. Let me look in the run dialog. I have one that I did that way. Hang on. Okay, I was right. You do the dspeech, the /mp3, the file name of text, and then space, and then the file folder where you want the new MP3s to be created, and it'll do it per your settings that are already set up like that.
Okay, thanks for that. I didn't know you could run the program from the command line. That's pretty good.
That's another reason I love it. And you can't. And another thing I like about it is the thing's tiny. It doesn't take up much system real estate when it's not in use.
Yeah, it is pretty good. It may take up a little bit of system resources because, you know, depending on what speech engine you have, but it certainly is small. You're right about that, absolutely.
Yeah, when I heard you could do the whole thing from the command line after you got everything set up in the program, I did it that way a couple of times. Now on mine, for some reason, when I try and create the MP3 files, I have to bring up the task manager, then the thing starts. So maybe I have to put mine into that run in idle priority or whatever, so it'll start.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I know mine's not checked. So So I'm not really sure what that would do.
Yeah, and it works just fine. Works fine with the Kurzweil voices, which is what I use with it.
Hey, Kelly, would you paste that URL back up in the text area for me for that DeepSpeech? I logged off and thought I had it copied, and I logged back in, and then all the text that was there for me is gone because I logged back out and came back in.
There you go. It's up there now again for you.
Beat me to it, Kelly.
Kelly, support your support your HTTP colon. HTTP selected. Colon slash. Windows select. Period select. Alter Vista.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah.
And it also, like you said, does work with SAP I4 if you have it. And I have the ViaVoice ones, and it works okay with that, too. So, like I said, it's a nice little program.
Yeah, it sure is. I think it's a good alternative, you know. You can at least at least when you use it, you can decide if that's if you're going to use that all the time, you know. I don't really have an MP3 player that I can take around with me everywhere I go, but if I did, I'd probably be using it quite a bit for that. Anyway, I guess I'm going to get out of here. I've got some other stuff to work on here. For the rest of the evening, but thanks again for all the comments and everything, and hope the demonstration was helpful there, and we'll talk with you all later.
Sincere thanks to all three of you gentlemen. This has been a very, very informative session. We've had so many people asking about the how-to creating the audio files, and so I think you've answered the questions with these three programs at least. And we appreciate that very much. Archives are available at www.accessibleworld.org. And thanks again, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Monday night.